In 1970, where was I living? Long Beach, and wanted a taste of the big city, like San Francisco, little taste of hate, Ashbury, just to get city living out of my system and then move somewhere to the country and do the whole, you know, hippie in the country thing. So boyfriend and I and my daughter, who was not quite two, stopped in Santa Barbara to visit a friend of his, and we were just going to stay a couple of days, and all told, we lived in Santa Barbara for 16 years, so I didn't make it too far. One of the reasons we stayed was the nude beach at Summerland, to have this gorgeous, gorgeous beach where you just take all your clothes off and stretch out on a towel, and everybody else was doing the same thing. That was very good incentive to stay. The only other time I'd been able to swim naked in the ocean was an evening, or rather night, somewhere on the Riviera a few years before. So at some point, moved up to the mountains of Santa Barbara. And I didn't mean for this to be a nude theme, but it's starting to become that. Lived on plateaus from the highway going down to the creek with a bunch of other people in teepees and tents and school buses. And there we could run around naked too, although that wasn't just the reason that we moved there. And at some point, we had to go. There was no choice to stay because the fire department didn't like us living there. So a bunch of us all together moved to a community in Kauai that was not quite a commune, but it was a very close community. And once again, we could run around naked. So I don't think I'm going to say anything more about getting naked, but it occurred to me as I was kind of mentally rehearsing that this was happening. And the state of Hawaii was taking over the property, and I knew we were all going to have to move. And I had a choice of to stay on the island of Kauai or to go, and without my community, I really did not want to stay. And moved back to the mainland, moved to Santa Barbara, to the mountains, and lived there another 8 years. And the last rental I had got sold, so there was no choice. I could have stayed somewhere on the mountain, or it was time to go live in the flatlands, because for one thing, my daughter was 16 years old, starting to date. I did not want her 16-year-old boyfriend's driving San Marcos Pass, which was, I don't know if you're aware of it, but it's the one that goes from Santa Barbara up to Kachuma Lake. So moved to the flatlands, and at some point, after my daughter graduated from high school, she got her own place, and her roommate was flaking out. They were renting a condo, and I had another place and decided, well, I could share this condo with my daughter. We could get another roommate. I could sleep in her closet. I really like little spaces. And there was a window in the closet, and I could store my stuff under the staircase. And it was a pretty good plan, and talked it over with her landlord, and everything was fine. And in the meantime, some rooms in this beautiful Victorian house downtown Santa Barbara became available, which I much preferred that to this condo. But I'd already given a check to the condo manager And I had left it in an envelope with a note on the mailbox. And I was panicky because, no, I don't want this to go through because I want this Victorian house. And went to the condos, and I was walking across the parking lot. I usually pick up litter, and I saw a piece of paper and another piece of paper. And it turned out to be the letter that I'd given to the condo manager and my check. So it had not been received. He did not get the check. I was out of there. It was, you know, like Jill said, sometimes these kind of mystical things happen for whatever reason, but I really appreciated that one. So I lived in the Victorian for a year, and then it was time to go because it was sold. My daughter and I were getting along. Two adults. She was 18 years old. She paid her share of the rent. We liked each other after, you know, going through all that 14 through 18 stuff. And we were great friends and roommates. We found another place to live where we were not supposed to have animals, and we're sneaking in a couple of cats. And then I came home from the swap meet one day with a puppy in my arms. I know better than this. And, you know, at first the puppy was, of course, really sweet and really good and quiet. Then it got yappy. At one point, the landlord did not live on premises, but he happened to be around one day, and my daughter had the puppy under her jacket, went outside, and the landlord was there. And, of course, my daughter's this beautiful young woman. Of course, the landlord wanted to stop and shoot the shit with her. And thank God that puppy did not move, but so she made it. We didn't get busted. I'd been coming up to visit friends. Two close friends had moved to Arroyo Grande, and I loved it up here. It was really nice. And I wanted to live somewhere where I could have pets legally and maybe a garden. And so the new boyfriend had lived in Cambria for a while, so we decided to leave town together. I had a really good job. I had a really sweet place to live. My daughter and I were just getting along famously. I could just see us staying there forever, me being a civil servant with my little beautiful old maid daughter. That time to go. So moved up here. After about 4 years, well, sooner than that, I realized the new boyfriend was a mistake, but I stuck it out, and I stuck it out, and I stuck it out. At some point, I said, okay, I knew I wanted to keep the place that we were renting, and the only way to get him out was the good little enabler I was. I went out and found a place for him to live in Los Osos, and it was really a sweet place. But in the meantime, we made up, of course, so a year later, it was obviously, really, this is the time to go. And I can't keep the house, so I'm going to have to go. And it turned out that little house, this little clapboard 1930s house, was still for rent. It had never been rented. It was just waiting for me, empty for a whole year. And, man, that was the best landlord I've ever had. And in a couple of years, my father had died. I had a little money. I was able to buy my first place. So it was time to go once again. And by the time I bought my house, I figured out I had lived in as many places as I had years. Now, some of those may have just been a couple of weeks here and there in between homes, but, you know, 50 times in 50 years. It was really nice to get my own home. Meantime, after a number of years, the place where we lived in Kauai, Taylor Camp, was celebrating its 25th year anniversary, and I really wanted to go to that. And it was had become a bit famous, a film. They did a documentary. It actually opened here at the International Film Festival, which is wonderful. And but whenever I went on vacation, it took so much work for me to make sure my job was covered. At that time, I had downsized myself. I was no longer a reporter. I was an assistant. I did all these little calendars and all this fussy stuff. But it was just a pain in the ass to train anybody and to do it for me. And I couldn't just say, well, I'm on vacation. You guys are going to have to, you know, deal with it. And the thought, I was planning on retiring in September. The reunion was in August. And it was so much work for me to have to go, get everything ready, and then to go on a vacation and then just not be happy because things, you know, at work would be stressing me out. And one day, somewhere around July, and I was planning on retiring in September, I thought, you know what? I'll just retire before September. I'll just be out of here before my daughter and I go to Kauai for this reunion. And I thought about it for, I swear, an entire half hour. I did the math. I figured it out. I sent an email to my editor, gave her 6 weeks' notice. Yay! It was time to go.